Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today we're covering President Trump's tariff threats, Ethereum's Pectra test, World Liberty Financial's stablecoin launch, Wyoming's upcoming stablecoin, GameStop's Bitcoin strategy, and SEC nominee Paul Atkins' crypto ties. Now let's get into the details. President Trump has warned of larger tariffs on the EU and Canada, which could affect the US economy and crypto markets. Despite this, financial markets remain stable, with Bitcoin trading below $88,000. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell noted that any inflationary pressure from tariffs might be temporary. Ethereum's final Pectra test was successfully conducted on the Houdi testnet. This upgrade aims to enhance user and developer experience by adding smart contract functionality to wallets and allowing transaction fees to be paid in cryptocurrencies other than ETH. If successful, it will be monitored for 30 days before mainnet activation. World Liberty Financial, backed by President Trump, introduced its stablecoin USD1 at a Washington event, with Donald Trump Jr. expressing enthusiasm for digital assets. The stablecoin will launch on Ethereum and BNB chain, coinciding with US legislative efforts to regulate stablecoins. Wyoming is gearing up to launch its state-issued stablecoin, WYEST, by July. This fiat-backed stablecoin is being tested across multiple blockchain networks and aims to support Wyoming's school foundation fund with interest from reserves. GameStop is raising $1.3 billion through convertible debt to buy Bitcoin, aligning with other firms using this strategy for crypto acquisition. Despite the announcement, Bitcoin's price dipped below $87,000 amid broader market weakness. Paul Atkins, nominated by Trump for SEC chairman, faces scrutiny over his crypto ties, raising concerns about potential conflicts of interest. Senator Elizabeth Warren opposes his appointment due to his financial interests in the crypto sector. In other news, BlackRock is expanding its digital asset team, indicating growing interest in the crypto sector. Meanwhile, Pi Network's token has fallen 73% from its all-time high, raising concerns about its model and sustainability. Finally, blockchain applications have generated $2.6 billion in Q1 2025, reflecting strong growth despite market volatility. Solana contributed significantly with $390 million in revenue from transaction fees. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.